I've been called a renegade. Someone independent and very stubborn. Not afraid to ask the tough questions and debate policies, issues behind closed door. I was perfectly comfortable being an activist in the background. In fact, when I made the decision to step up 13 years ago, it was just merely to help. Running for the elections was something that I really never, ever thought about. However, the very last push to serve that convinced me to run was to secure the future of the next generation, our children. I am not a sleek talker. I offer no catchy sound bites or slogans. I make no empty promises. But what I can give you is hard work, sincerity, and the conviction to serve. For those who know me will know that I don't believe in elitism. I don't care if you are a law student, and I don't care if you are a senior counsel, or the fact that I have 22 years of practice as a maritime lawyer under my belt. We are all peers and Singaporeans, and every single one of our opinions matter. I have poured my heart out and pounded the ground for over a decade, and I've always believed in being hands-on, rolling up my sleeves, seeing things for myself, and having very personal engagements with my fellow citizens whom I am fighting for. And this is the spirit that will follow me should I be elected as your MP. And I would like to highlight the impressive questions from our younger voters. You are very well educated and articulate in your thoughts. And some of your questions about the policy and proposals of my opponent about Bitcoin were raised to me. So let me be clear about this. Many of the residents that I've met told me that they rejected. So I won't give it too much exposure. But for the older generations who may not be familiar with Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, let me just summarize. My opponent wanted the government to bet our money in a wildly volatile product, Bitcoin. And guess what? Bitcoin is not backed up by any physical assets or any government body. And this is unlike the US Treasury bonds of gold. It can go to zero. There is nothing to back it up. My opponent will and can only tell you the upside. This is what I call gambling. And let me say this again in very clear terms. The PAP does not believe in gambling. And for those younger voters who know more about the topic, I want to highlight something. For all the hype about Encik Bitcoin, why is he recommending Bitcoin in early retirement when he himself has admitted that he made his money from a brick and mortar distribution business? Walk the talk. Other proposals are also similar. Additional 0.5% more interest on CPF money used for investment into Bitcoin products to be paid by the government. Bitcoin baby products. Bitcoin for newly ORD NS men. Just ask the government for more money. Should this money drop from the sky? Some of the ideas are simply just not practical. I also failed to distill the logic from the motherhood statements in some of his explanations. It would be irresponsible, perhaps downright naive, to think that these problems we face could easily be solved with an AI paragraph. I will work on childcare slots and connectivity improvements. I shall go see the relevant ministers and office holders directly for specific issues that some of you have raised with me. Expanded legal aid and financial advisory services are coming. Job mobility clinics for those who seek to pivot their careers and those starting out on their first careers. Intergenerational activities in our neighborhood are coming your way. Community fridges are coming. But beyond these specific things that I do for you, I hope to share and inspire a grander vision of what I hope that Mountbatten can become, a gracious place to live, where we could all be proud to call home.